Welcome to the B Show.
The B Show.
The B Show.
A wrestling podcast.
What's up, my friends? It's another edition of the B Show, a wrestling podcast. Smoothie here, Dixon, Fancy J, late.
Hola, amigos.
Hola, hola.
Late. I mean,
12 minutes late.
12 minutes late.
12 minutes late. Well, I didn't know that you guys were guys were ready to go, so I apologize. Yeah. But I'm here now. I've had a pretty big afternoon. Here's the deal. I'm sitting here thinking about, oh, I get to be on a podcast. Here I am, you know, this is fun. Get to be on the air with these two guys talking wrestling. And then I get a call or I get a text from one of my buddies telling me that, hey, turn it on TV right now. Your dad's on the Dan Patrick Show. My dad was live on the Dan Patrick Show this morning.
Really?
In a whole interview segment, and I'm here with you two effers talking about professional wrestling.
Why was your dad on the show?
He was talking about the new program that he started on analytics at SU.
Really?
Yeah.
Your dad's smart like that?
Yeah.
What happened to you?
Yeah, I think it's more of the my mom's side. Just kidding, my mom. Just kidding. My mom's a nurse practitioner, so no. I'm just playing. Yeah.
Your dad's a kind of a geek, huh?
No. He's not in the analytics side of it.
Oh.
Well, he was like the associate athletic director. He's the director of the sports management program, but gotcha. He created this program there, so they had him on there talking
all
about
right.
it.
There you go.
So, yeah.
So, what's it do?
He's on the DP show, and I'm here with you two.
What's this program do, anyway?
It's basically like Moneyball.
Okay.
It's the first program in the country that
so your dad's Jonah
majors
Hill?
In. Yeah. No, my dad's the Brad Pitt.
Oh.
Yeah. My dad's the Brad Pitt of it.
Oh, that's funny.
He's the creator of it.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah, no, so it's just about how just anything in sports nowadays, whether you're building a team or you're
put it all in.
You know, you're putting salaries together or you're trying to figure out the best players at the positions, it's all through analytics now.
It's crazy how all that goes into mathematics now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And so it's the first major in the country about it.
Oakland A's.
Seriously.
But you know what? I'll be honest with you. Even all those great mathematical things don't ever go against the dollars people are going to spend to win championships.
Yeah, one LeBron James beat is greater than one Moneyball franchise.
Yeah.
And it all comes down to heart, man. You can't measure heart on an analytic.
That's true.
It's true.
Absolutely. It's true. But there.
Well, they see a lot of guys get passed over in the NFL because of that.
Yeah.
Because they're, you're too short. And then, like a Doug Flutie, you see him go to Canada. You know, you don't see too many of those stories as much anymore, but because they
every
miss
once
too
in a
many,
while somebody sneaks up and
yeah. Well, you seen it was that kid from New York that got drafted, ran the 4.140 or something like that.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, well, and then you look at Odell Beckham's brother, who's that freak athlete who's just doing everything analytic style. You know, is above anybody in college football, but he hasn't played in like 3 years, and he's going to be well. Was he drafted? Or I think he's brought in as a free agent.
He's probably a free agent.
To somebody. I mean, yeah, it's that a whole number thing is kind of crazy, but it's the way that the sports world's going.
Look at that. Your dad.
I know,
your
right?
Dad on the
picture
DP
and everything
show.
On TV.
Watch
I got,
out now.
Yeah.
Yo, Fancy Senior, you want to sponsor a podcast?
I know, right? I need to get him on that.
Real quick before we get into the wrestling, because, you know, it was kind of drab week wrestling-wise. Anyway.
Yep.
Pat Summitt and Buddy Ryan passing yesterday. I mean, you want to talk about two icons in their sport. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Pat Summitt, obviously, Tennessee Volunteers basketball. And I don't think you could talk about women's basketball while we were growing up. And, you know, because Gino really wasn't that big at UConn at that point. I don't even know if he was there. But it was always Pat Summitt.
Yeah, by far. I mean, I don't know that professional women's basketball would be there if it wasn't for what he did at the college level for all those years leading up to it.
Right.
Yeah, she is the most, I mean, Gino obviously
she
has.
She is a she. Pat Summitt's a she.
Yeah.
Really?
You didn't know that?
No. you know that I don't watch female athletics. So
I was totally going to bust that.
Oh, my God.
As
but
you
I was
read
gonna,
it, it's one of those.
Because
it's
Pat. Yeah, right.
I just always assumed
totally
it was a dude.
No, it's definitely a chick.
But I held it because I was like, okay, maybe you just misspoke. And here we're talking about something
I wasn't
nice.
That one.
Unlike you, I can admit when I'm wrong.
It's all good, though.
I always admit when I'm wrong.
It's all good. But yeah, but
she's iconic, yeah.
But
in the 80s.
Yeah, like you said, you wouldn't know. Okay, I get it. It's all good. And yeah, you don't follow women's sports.
No,
sad though, 61.
I know, right? Cancer.
No, was she had no Alzheimer's.
Oh, was it Alzheimer's? Okay, but, yeah, but then she had cancer. Like 5 years. But she had cancer.
I don't know
if
she did before that, but 5 years ago she was diagnosed with Alzheimer's in her in her late 50s. And passed away because of that. So.
And then obviously Buddy Ryan. I mean, Chicago Bears, 46 defense.
You know, punch. Buddy's a guy, right?
Yeah.
Just want to make
you know
sure
you're a guy. Are you? Check.
I check every morning just to make sure.
Just to make sure if it's still there. Yeah. Turn your head and cough, sir.
Oh, I know it's still there. Don't you worry about that.
Don't you worry.
Yeah.
But man, 46 defense. The punch with Kevin Gilbride.
Here's
kill
the
drive
thing about
if you're 46. A Giants fan.
Oh, kill drive.
46
absolutely.
Defense.
Yeah.
Is a part of the Madden game, which goes to show you how impactful his defensive strategies and whatnot were through the course of his career. When you make the video game, I think that vindicates you as a defensive coordinator and as a head coach.
Well, two things. That and the only assistant coach ever carried off the field after a Super Bowl win, him and Mike Ditka at the same time.
It's
those
funny
Bears.
When you watch NFL Networks, was it the 85 Bears when they did the Football Life?
Yeah, that was a great one.
Right? And it just kind of said how much Ditka hated that, too.
Oh,
And how him and Buddy would go at it every single day.
They didn't like each other.
But that was what made that team who they were. You know what I mean?
The other great, the 30 for 30 doc that just came out, I want to say earlier this year.
Oh, about Buddy Ryan.
It was about the 85 Bears.
Right.
But it focuses a lot on Ryan and how Singletary and those guys would go down and visit him.
Yep.
And that letter he wrote. Buddy Ryan wrote to all the defensive players, and they read it, and how they were all crying after all these years
that
later.
That tells you, man.
The impact he has.
It tells you. It's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he gave birth to two, well, didn't give birth, but he made two terrible coaching sons. So
well, you say that. The crazy thing is people don't realize this. Rex actually has a better coaching record and has gone further in the playoffs than Buddy ever did as a head coach.
Buddy was a terrible head coach.
Just as a defensive mind, I mean, he was a genius.
Oh, him and Gilbride, though, man, that was still the funniest thing.
Think
I've
about
seen.
That, though, that division in the NFC East. You had Belichick with the G-men.
Yep.
You had Buddy Ryan and the Eagles. You had the Redskins, who had won two Super Bowls in the late 80s, early 90s. But then all through the 80s, you had them. And then you had the Cowboys, who were awesome in the
perpetual
early mid-80s. I mean, it's just, that's an insane
Listen,
division.
We, I mean,
year
we
in
all
year
know
out.
We could probably talk football all day, but NFC East, when we were growing up at least, was the measuring stick division.
Absolutely.
But outside of San Francisco.
You had the 49ers, you had the NFC East, and that was pretty much it.
There really wasn't much else at all, really.
No.
And then you had some teams in the AFC that were...
Did the Broncos go, what, 5 out of...
Yeah, Broncos six. And the Bills. You always had the same teams that came out of the AFC.
That was before the Patriots really built their empire.
Yeah.
It's a lot like the NBA and the Eastern Conference now, where it's always the cat, or it's wherever LeBron is, but it's usually the same one or two teams that have a chance.
It was always the East. It was always, you know, you had...
It's always the Bulls.
It was the Bulls. It was Detroit before them.
Yep.
You know, and then it was Boston.
Celtics.
Boston, right?
It was exactly.
Then, outside the Lakers.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It's crazy.
And then that 1 year Houston did well.
Yeah.
86, 87?
They won back-to-back.
The
2 years
that
Jordan was retired, they won with Clyde.
95?
Yeah. 93, 94, 94, 95.
And then San Antonio after that in the NBA.
And then the Bulls came back, and then Jordan came back, won three in a row, and then after that it was the Lakers and Spurs.
I just hate how the NBA rolls now with, you know, the big three wasn't a big three thing. You know what I mean? Because, like, what is it? Pippen, Jordan, and Horace Grant developed into that. You know, it wasn't like they went out and bought that.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Like, everybody's doing it now. It's, you know, they grew
it all changed when... It first changed when the Lakers tried to do it with Kobe, Karl Malone, and Gary Payton, but that failed. They went to the finals. But it all changed when the Celtics, when they got Garnett, Ray Allen, and Pierce.
Man,
they
I
had
must
their
not have
big
been paying
three.
Attention because I had no idea Karl Malone ever played for the Lakers.
His last 3 or 4 years.
I think it was just at most two.
He won a
two.
Title there, though.
No, he never won a title. He's never won a title. They went to the finals and lost to the Celtics. That was their first championship.
I don't know why I thought
it was
that
a huge
they
upset.
Won a title with,
and then the
with
next
Shaq.
Year they left, and then Kobe came back and won.
That's
Where did Kobe go?
Oh,
Kobe. The Lakers came back to the finals and won.
That was also
him,
I think
with Paul Gasol.
Was that the year that he got the charge in Colorado?
No. There was a dark time out there out here in LA because I'm in LA right now. There was a dark time during that. I think there was like a 3-year stretch where they. one year they didn't make the playoffs. Other years, like the Clippers went further in the playoffs than them. And then they traded for Paul Gasol, and then they won another two.
What year did Kobe rape that broad?
Wow, dude. Kobe's or my
allegedly,
boy. Kobe's
allegedly.
My boy. He did not. He Kobe's never. Boy, like, he never. Personally? He never. Dude, just read the details on that. There was no rape there at all.
I'm just kidding. Listen, I think it's funny.
I'm not saying there wasn't any.
Who would win in a fight, Kobe or Dwayne?
Dwayne Johnson?
There's only one Dwayne in your world.
That is true. Dude, come on. The Rock would destroy anybody. Anyone.
Oh, man.
Brock Lesnar, take his ass down.
I don't know about all that. In real life, Brock beats the crap out of Dwayne. Hate to
tell you. But if you take his Fast and the Furious character versus Brock in real life, who wins?
Are you 12?
Brock.
Are you 12?
Yes. Yes, I am.
There it is. We got his his Rock click in there for the day. Yeah. All right, man. Moving on to wrestling. Pretty uneventful Monday night, if you ask me. Although it was kind of cool to see AJ, you know, maybe in the title picture or whatever they're going to do there.
Yeah, I mean, it's cool that there's some in-ring action that I enjoy, but you know they're in a holding pattern until the brand split. I mean,
yes,
you can definitely
you can
tell.
See it.
There's three more Raws before the next pay-per-view. Where are they? What
yeah,
do they
there's
have
only
left
two,
to show?
No, there's three more Raws before the brand split. Too. God
yeah.
damn it.
Yeah.
It's forever. And so, next week's Monday on July 4th is going to be just...
And they always do the worst 4th of July shows.
Is it taped?
No, I think it's live.
Is it live?
It's live in Columbus, Ohio.
But, Columbus.
Yeah.
Ooh, Nationwide Arena.
Exactly. It was a very cool beginning to the show. I actually kind of liked it. First, let's just say I was shocked that WWE went there with Roman. They had to,
I thought that was cool. You know what? I thought that, and it was a perfect guy to do that.
And Rollins going and then bringing it back on himself,
yeah.
How it makes him look bad, I thought was very cool.
You got to look at it from the perspective of this is the first big name suspension that's happened in the social media era.
Yeah.
So when Roman Reigns goes on Twitter and apologizes, you've got to address it on TV.
Dude, but I thought that was the smartest thing because now you bring that reality piece into you know what they've been trying to do the whole reality thing, but now they've actually bring it in. And I thought that was smart.
Here's the thing though, what I don't get. The dude gets popped. What is Stephanie's title? COO or she's
a real title?
Part owner. Well, she's like owner.
Majority owner.
She comes out and says he's an idiot, embarrasses the company, blah, 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 blah. Yet he's on a 30-day vacation, no travel, gets to rest for a freaking championship match.
Yeah, that's
now,
what I don't
now,
see
no,
why
I know is. This is all make-believe world, but I'm just saying, why is he still getting a title match within 30 days while the rest of these guys got to battle week in and week out?
Because if you take him out of the match, it's not a Shield versus Shield versus Shield match, and it doesn't have the pay-per-view impact that it would
Which
have.
Goes into thinking that they're going to split up the Shield for the draft. Because you could have a Shield pay-per-view match after this. You could do it at SummerSlam if you wanted to.
Could.
You can do anything you want to, Jay.
That is true. Like having a wrestling podcast. Anyway, I just thought that was a little...
No, but
I like the opening.
And I think Rollins is the perfect guy to do that. I don't think anybody else in the roster could have pulled that off like Rollins did.
And of course Ambrose comes out.
And oh God, Ambrose.
He's my friend. Everybody makes mistakes, dude. Like
although the shot at the skinny jeans was pretty freaking hilarious.
Yeah.
He had some pretty good funny shots in there.
He has some good one-liners here and there.
That's about what he's good for. He's not a guy you want talking a long time on the mic.
No, because it gets campy, it gets goofy.
Yeah.
Man, I don't know what's worse, the hair or the fact that he wrestles in jeans and a wife
beater. How long before they take the belt off him?
I say at the earliest SummerSlam.
They put it on Rollins or they put it on AJ?
That's a good. Well, you realize there's going to be another world title.
That's right.
Which, by the way, if you notice, they never said world heavyweight champion. They just said WWE champion.
Because the second title will be the world heavyweight
exactly.
champion.
They stripped it. All graphics, titles, any reference to Ambrose was just WWE champion on Monday. So.
Really? Yeah. I didn't even pay attention to that stuff. Interesting.
So that'll be
as long as they don't bring back the big gold belt, I'm a happy guy.
It'll be that same belt with a blue With a blue.
Yeah, everybody owns that replica. They got to get a new belt so people can buy something else.
No, I'll tell you right now, though. About merch. They'll make a new belt. When they switched that from the stupid spinner belt, I thought that was the smartest thing they did.
I agree.
Absolutely. You know? I like the two plates on the side.
Yeah, but here's the thing. How long should you keep a championship belt before they switch it? Because remember, in the Attitude Era, it went to the regular belt, then the Stone Cold belt.
Yeah, everybody had their own personalized thing. Are we still talking how long does Ambrose keep the title?
Yeah, how long does Ambrose keep the title? And then how long should before WWE, because they just changed that title like 2 years ago.
Yeah, I think you keep the belt the way it is, and I think you give him a legitimate run with it. I mean, I don't like him, but you hear the response when he comes out. I mean, the people genuinely like him. I think he's good for business. The B shows that he was headlining were drawing more people than the A shows that Roman was. So I think from a business perspective, you give him an opportunity that Roman.
Yeah.
But I think Dean is, unfortunately, a way better conduit to the fans for merch sales and crowd response and to be that face champion that they want right now.
And he's not being shoved down anybody's throats. He was already there.
Yeah.
You know, some of the stuff he's already done. Plus, he'll put his body on the line for anything. He's kind of dumb like that.
Yeah. I mean, he's wrestling 7 matches this week.
Wow, really?
Raw, 2 on SmackDown, 2 house shows, and then he double up on a house show. I don't know. I just read something literally right before we walked in here.
Really?
Where he's going to wrestle 7 matches this week.
That's crazy.
Dude, I don't know how we're going to do it. We're going to have 3 hours of Raw Monday, then 2 hours of Live of SmackDown, plus 2 pay-per-views a month.
But remember, it depends on who's writing what. I mean, because the writer that came up, I forget what the dude's name is.
No, I mean us. How are we going to watch all this and talk about it on a weekly basis? YouTube.
WWE get the Hulu.
Do it the way I do it, dude. Record it. Zip through it in about 25 minutes. And there you've got
it. Yeah, I'll watch Raw in about an hour and a half.
I haven't watched Raw live.
If we're being completely and totally honest, I stop and watch the majority of each match as long as there isn't a woman involved. And the only talking segments that I'll stop for are AJ and Owens.
Interesting.
Which is a nice little segue. They Jericho's little show.
The highlight reel.
The highlight reel. That was actually a really good one.
No, it wasn't.
I thought it was. I liked the KO and Sammy. I thought they both had.
I liked everything that didn't have to do with Jericho.
Yeah, I'm just done with Sammy and Kevin.
I think they're obviously going to split them off to 2 different shows because they wouldn't have the final match. Right. And I think they really will pull out all the stops, and this will be the match that really does culminate.
Well, we'll see what they used to do in ROH. I mean, they did a ton of big spots. You know what I mean?
I love how Owens turned this whole thing around on Zayn.
He did it so emotionlessly and
walked away from it.
He is so good. He might be. Can you think of a better actor, wrestler, storyline wise, what he does? He changes up week in and week out. Like you said, he was so reserved this week and then changed it around and blamed Sammy. And you should be thanking me for doing this and blah, blah, blah. To do that and then the week before be that antagonist and be all over him and jumping on him and use comedic style to it. He's just so good. I can't remember a wrestler that can do all different sorts of character work.
Piper.
I felt like Piper, though. I mean, maybe you early Piper, but I felt like Piper was very one note a lot.
He jumped the shark after the Snuka thing, and especially with WrestleMania. But if you go back and you look at the early Roddy Piper stuff, like this is a dude that like came to Gordon Soley's defense. Do you know who Gordon Soley is?
Yeah.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure. Because you didn't know who a lot of other people
in the area were,
so I just wanted to double check. But he saved like Gordon Soley from, I believe it was Don Morocco, and had like a face run in Georgia Championship Wrestling. You know, all of his other stuff. I mean, Piper was that dude before the huge attention came to wrestling, was the Kevin Owens of that time, in my opinion.
And he was always heel, right?
No, not always. He had a couple of face runs as well. I mean, Piper legitimately got stabbed outside a wrestling show by crazed fan.
Yeah,
I mean, it's well documented about the stuff that him and Flair used to do in Puerto Rico.
Yeah,
and
Puerto Rico's like this is before they became like the 51st state sort of thing.
Yeah,
Puerto Rico was like the wild, wild west, dude. Yeah. Like it's where Brody died. Like, yeah. Puerto Rico is not a place I would have gone as a professional wrestler in the late 70s or early 80s. Let's just put it that way.
Because they're crazy. They're crazy.
And you're crazy.
I am crazy.
So if you're crazy and you wouldn't go there, then...
For sure.
Hot damn.
You know, that ain't happening.
So you're not into the Sammy KO match at all?
I just don't care. I mean, we've seen it for like the last, 6 months? I'm just over it. You know what I mean?
I feel like...
Because they've gone and come out of it.
Like, where, you know, and we've talked about them having old school type feuds and running. And obviously it's different now because how we get the pay-per-views and all that. But run it through 5 or 6 pay-per-views. Just those two going back and forth, a la, like we talked about, the Pillman and Austin thing, you know what I mean? Where, you know, those kind of things where come up with something like that.
The thing I give them credit for, though, is not going to the gimmick thing too often throughout the whole thing.
Right.
Where it's like cage match, chain match, bull rope match.
No, dudes, because they can wrestle.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And let them go. You know, that's the thing I think. A lot of times what we're seeing in WWE right now is they're not just letting these guys go. Like, but the only thing I do like is they're finally saying, hey, he was in TNA. Hey, he was, I mean, well, they did with AJ on the podcast, or it's not even a podcast, but, or like when they talk about ROH, or now that they're not talking about it, but at least they're, you know, hey, footage, courtesy, blah, blah, blah. We're seeing all that stuff. You know what I mean? Which they should be doing. You know, you're the biggest company. Nobody's coming after you at this point. TNA failed. Because they were stupid. You know what I mean? They didn't do anything right. You know? You went to Monday nights, and then you went back. What did they do? Monday nights for a couple weeks?
Now they're on Tuesdays, and SmackDown's going to be on Tuesday.
Yeah, it's done.
Wait, I'm confused, though.
Yep.
So you're saying that you would rather have KO and Sammy go through 5 pay-per-views, but in a way... But you said you're sick of this match, and they've only wrestled one-on-one together each other once, I believe. The rest of the times have been in a group.
Yeah, but it's been group. That's what I'm saying. I would rather see them like have a real old school style feud. You know what I mean? Pull. I mean, they've talked about the fact that they're friends. That he was at, what was it? One of them was the best man at a wedding, right?
Yeah.
So let's see if the wife will come in. You know what I mean? Like, those are the kind of things we used to see, like Kimberly and with Paige and that kind of stuff. Yeah. But they would involve all that kind of stuff, so it makes it a little bit more fun to watch.
It blends that line between
the show, you know what I'm saying? Like,
hey, I'm down for it. You know, that's what I mean. The storyteller soap opera aspect.
That's what I mean. Like, that's the problem, is we're not getting stories told to us anymore. It's just like now they're like at this pattern, you know what I mean? Where shit, we're waiting for this brand split. That's the only thing that really matters.
Yeah, I think Dixon hit the nail on the head. It's just that they're kind of in a holding pattern right now and waiting to see. And well, a lot the other of the, part they don't of this know where too talent's is
if,
going.
If you go back year to year to year, I mean, WWE tends to slow down in the summer, and you don't get a ton of minus like Punk coming out with the pipe bomb 5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. There's not a whole lot that's scheduled for summer.
Yeah. Yeah. Holy shit. Yeah. It's still one of the best things I ever
Hands
saw.
Hands down, yeah.
Yeah.
Grab them brass rings, boys.
Just sits down.
Yeah.
Yep.
And that's why I like Phil. I think Phil's going to have a hard time in the UFC, but...
He can get his ass whooped.
I don't know. I think he has enough jiu-jitsu background that I think he'll avoid taking a lot of damage, but I do think it's going to be a boring fight that he comes out on the loss.
He doesn't want to get punched in the face. And unfortunately, MMA is a world now where you get punched in the face... And it's happening more and more that guys that get punched in the face don't want anything to do with it.
Yeah.
You know? And even if they try to take down him, where you get a guy that's got decent takedown defense, yeah.
He get knocked out the other night?
He was on ESPN, Punk, yesterday, talking about it. And he said that he's been punched many times. He's been in many fights where he's got his ass kicked in life before. So this is just one more. He goes, so I get a bruised eye and I heal from it. It's like, it's no big deal.
Well, and that's great, but it's finally time, put up or shut up. He's almost 40.
He's 38.
38. So and don't get me wrong, a lot of times the MMA community, these guys are getting better at that point in time now.
Yeah.
But he wasn't raised on this.
No, and he's got a
and
tough
that's
opponent.
What, you know,
well, that's the thing that I think a lot of people don't know is, I mean, he has studied jiu-jitsu alongside guys for a really, really long time, which is probably the most fundamental thing to have walking into that cage, at least from a defensive standpoint.
Right, and we know he has some, he always added some real life stuff into his wrestling. You know what I mean?
But the guy he's going against, isn't he a ground and pound guy?
I don't know. I didn't really look too much into it.
He's a relatively well rounded. Kickboxer.
Yeah. He's good. It's not like, but it's not some. chump guy that they're putting him in there. I mean, he's got a name.
You know, he doesn't really have a name yet, bro. He's only fought twice. And this is his UFC
outside
debut.
Of the UFC, yeah. He has a name. In the MMA world, he had a name. He so has a name.
Yeah. That's UFC 202.
203.
So we'll see.
It was 02, and then they moved it
same
up.
Same arena that he quit WWE in.
Which I think is great.
Yeah.
I think it's
perfect. I think they did that on purpose.
Probably.
And he also said on ESPN that he's currently in a loss, still in a lawsuit with WWE.
No, the doctor from WWE. Not
yeah,
WWE.
Well, because they asked him, would you ever come back to the E? And he said, well, I can't really talk about that because, or they asked him, do you regret anything on the way it ended with E? He said, I can't talk about that. I'm still in a lawsuit with him. He said,
yeah, they screwed him.
They treat wrestlers like indentured servants. I'll never go back there. As far as wrestling, he goes, never say never. He goes, I might pop up here and there. He goes, but I'll never go back to that organization.
He'll wear his ninja suit and wrestle one of his buddies.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he'll end up in ROH or something like that. And
oh, no. The only way he'll do it is
New
if
Japan.
You don't know it's him. Like,
oh, really?
If he comes back, it'll be full body suit, full hood. You won't even know it's him.
No shit.
Yeah.
That's interesting.
He and Colt do that stuff all the time. They'll just show up at an indie show and wrestle in a full body suit and just
to do something, just to do
unless
it.
He gets knocked out in 5 seconds and...
Yeah, we'll see.
In this match, and then he needs some money.
We'll see that what'll happen.
Trust me, this is a dude that is well documented. Has saved literally 95% of the money from his wrestling career.
Yeah.
Does not need to work another day in his life.
Nope. I agree. I don't think Punk will come back for money, but I do think that there's a part of him that likes to be in the limelight. I think he likes his name being out there because if he didn't, I don't think he would have done certain podcasts. I don't think he would be in the UFC. I think there's an ego thing with him, yeah. And not in a bad way. I mean, all of those type of stars. When you've been at the Mecca,
the UFC
you want to stay
doesn't
there.
Work, he's probably going to end up starting a band. You know what I mean? Like that's typically how it goes with these guys.
Yeah. Nice, and
we'll
then
see.
You can book him.
We'll see. I do like Monday Night Raw. The freaking Wyatt. I think this Wyatt and New Day thing is going to be hilarious.
I like that they're focusing on Xavier with the New Day thing because I feel like he, of the three of them, is the best actor.
Yeah.
And if you go back and watch that behind the scenes, the E60 thing that they did on NXT, you'll see that like he was taking acting classes and everything
else.
Well,
he does a ton of stuff like
Austin
that.
Austin knows his thing, man. Like that's a kid that like if you're gonna do like this weird, campy, almost horror movie style thing with the Wyatts and New Day, it's gotta focus on him.
Yeah, well, and then the fact that he does all the gaming stuff, I mean he makes a good mint off of that, so wrestling ain't his only his only show. But I do like the fact that they came out dressed up.
Yeah,
I thought that was hilarious.
It was definitely DX style.
Yeah, but I didn't think this was better because it was just like, here's Big E with this you know, with some overalls and some
barefoot. He walked
barefoot with the country
Big
hat
E's
on.
Big E's so good. I know Dixon toots him every week. He is so good.
But
he can do
him
it
because
all.
He's a big guy that needs to be pushed more.
Yeah.
You know,
He can just be a heel. He can be a face. He can be funny. He can be a badass. He reminds me a lot of Rusev.
You
those two
three
can
to
do
six
so
months
much.
With that kid with the right formula on air, and I could get people.
Wait a minute. Did you just say he reminds you a lot of Rusev?
I said him and Rusev are very similar. They're both big guys that I think are awesome workers in the ring that can do comedic stuff, but also can be badasses.
Rusev ain't funny.
In it. Oh, I think Rusev
they killed
is
his
hilarious.
Badassery, man, when they tried to do the funny with him. No.
But they killed it.
Yeah.
It's not that he can't be it. That's what I'm saying.
Right.
He could be it. It's just that
I got you.
Creative team keeps effing up on him.
I think if you gave Big E a real push, there's some money there with him versus Joe. I think there's money there with him versus Brock. I think there's money there with him versus a lot of those big monsterish guys.
Where people want to see two big dudes get in the ring and go to town, man. You know what I'm saying? I do like the overalls with Kofi and I don't know what they put in his butt. That was hilarious.
The best though was Kofi wearing the mask with a unicorn horn sticking out of it.
Yeah. That was, why the hell's anybody wearing Gary City's claustrophobic in this thing?
And then
Braun Strowman didn't get a doppelganger.
No.
Which, you know what though? I think it's funny that they make fun of Brody and not kidding.
Yeah, exactly.
But
Bray coming out and saying, "It's a new day." I thought the Wyatts did pretty well too. It's a weird though. It's a weird thing between the two.
I think it's a way to get them to rub up against each other and then get drafted to different shows.
Yeah.
You think?
Yep.
Well, they'd have to. I mean,
well, they're either going to be one of those 2-3 man teams in the WWE.
It's either either going all the way to SummerSlam or it's going to end
it'll
at
probably,
Battleground.
It'll probably go all the way to maybe, and then you'll see a trade or something like that at SummerSlam. You know, after SummerSlam.
Yeah, I think the New Day is going to end up on SmackDown with AJ and the Club, and that'll be the thing.
Yeah,
I'm interested to see what they do with Xavier and how his whole standoffish weird.
I think that they're gonna try and like
he's hypnotized
him
by the
Wyatt.
I hope they
did with
like they tried to do with Daniel Bryan. That's what killed the New Day or the Wyatts in the first place.
Yeah, but I think they'll be like a comedic foil to the end of it where he wasn't really that way and he just infiltrated and
right. Yeah,
blah
I'm sure.
blah blah. Stupid,
that would be awesome.
Stupid,
yeah.
Stupid.
That'd be funny though.
Can you imagine the Wyatts eating some Bootios?
But it would be funny.
Or him playing the trombone as Bray's beating some ass in the ring.
Yeah. There's a lot of good, interesting things that are going to happen there. Interesting to see Enzo and Cass in a squash match.
The wave needs to go. Like, you can't take
that. I thought
that
was funny, though. You didn't think that was funny?
Here's the thing. They get an organic response, and now you're forcing the fans to do something. That's when people stop.
No, you're right.
And the wave means you're bored at the event. That's why the crowd does it. That's the symbol of doing the wave. So you're having them do it, and then you know it's a squash match. So they're doing the wave, and the match lasts like 33 seconds.
Well, 34, actually.
34 seconds. Yeah, see how close I was? I was a guest, too. So, I mean, you do that, and it just made no sense to me. I mean, it was...
I know why they're doing it. It's because of Enzo's weird, like, backwards running, Shane McMahon-looking thing. But, like, they've got to understand that it takes way longer for an arena to complete one wave than it does. Because he'll go around the ring backwards like 9 times while they get around the arena once. Yep. It just doesn't fit. It doesn't work. I hope they completely kill it.
Yeah. But they did what you always suggest, old school booking, squash matches, man. Yeah. Bring in some local indie guys and beat some ass.
The best part is they barely put them on TV, too.
And that they named them after two of the Philadelphia Phillies AAA guys. Yeah.
Oh, is that what it was?
Yeah. Yeah,
I didn't notice that.
But you could barely see they never went to their faces.
Oh God,
nothing.
No,
you know it was fun. It was hilarious.
The same way they use local talent in like security segments.
Yeah,
you know?
They don't care. No, it was good.
But then the social outcasts come out. All right. Did you guys see what Bo Dallas was wearing?
No, I was really paying too much attention.
Dude, his tights were so, he looked like he had 3 moose knuckles in between his legs, man. And then the whole
thing. I'm a little afraid that you were looking that close.
Dude, you couldn't miss it. It was like a huge.
If there's a big wiener on the TV, I'm going to see it.
Nah, I don't notice the big wieners. It wasn't even a wiener. It was like a mound of.
Man
there. It looked like I'm saying, it looked like just a huge nutsack. But here's the thing.
3 guys in this room, 1 guy noticed a bulge.
Well.
Are you surprised?
Hey, you guys say that, but then the whole rest of the segment was about their dicks.
You're right.
So, I mean.
It got away. Yeah, you're right. All right.
They took it in that direction, and then you notice it. But do you see a feud with Social Outcasts now with Enzo and Kaz to give them something before
just
the
something
draft?
Quick.
Yeah, that's something quick because, I mean, obviously the Vaudevillains need to go back to NXT and work on their stuff.
Well, Butterscotch Simon Gotch sure does. I think Aiden English is ready for the big time.
Yeah, no, he definitely is. There's no doubt about that. But then how do you split that off?
I don't know. Let Enzo get
a
receipt.
You're right.
Just walk up backstage, hit him in the face with a brick, and then Aiden English has a solo career now.
Yeah.
Yeah, like I don't see that.
Marty Jannetty him through a window or something?
Yeah.
I see that happening further down the road.
Aiden?
Yeah.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, he's even got a cool name.
That's true.
He just needs to get a tan.
As far as the rest of Raw, whatever.
I didn't really care.
Nope, not one care. You know, not, I didn't. The Ambrose AJ match was all right.
Oh, gosh. You know? Okay, can I just say this?
Go ahead.
Two things. One, I thought the Cena Rollins match was really, really good, and you could tell that's probably going to be the last time that they wrestle before the brand split because they put it all out there. What Rollins is doing, man, with that knee, I mean, just the pedigree alone, where you're landing everything on your two knees, is insane to me. I thought that match was really good, but with Cena losing, you knew what the last match was going to be because you knew that AJ wasn't getting in there because that feud has to continue. But going into the last match, frickin' Ambrose. AJ puts his awesome move. He does that, I don't know the technical wrestling term for it, but when he does the backwards kick onto the head.
Pele kick.
The Pele. So when he does that kick, and then Ambrose stumbles back, bounces off the ropes, and then comes over and does gives him the close. I'm like, what are you doing? Like, he can't take anything ever. That's my biggest issue with Ambrose. He does not sell when he's getting his ass beat.
All these indie guys just don't understand how to sell. It's big move, pop up.
Yes,
big move,
exactly.
Pop up, big
it's
move,
like
pop
ROH.
Up. They're trying so hard to like do all these false finishes and pop the crowd that essentially they're eviscerating any sort of ring psychology that exists in the individual matches.
Absolutely.
And Ambrose, I mean, growing up, or at least cutting his teeth in CZW. I mean, that's the style there. Mm-hmm. And the fact that they're allowing him to kind of no-sell what is one of AJ's big three moves is
absolutely
a problem.
Yeah. It hurts. It hurts the match. It hurts AJ. It hurts Ambrose. That being said, AJ was awesome in that match. Well, like I just want him in the picture, whatever belt, just every single week.
You just want him right next to Bo Dallas's triple moose knuckle.
Jesus, you got the three moose, yeah, triple moose knuckle and AJ, and that's a SmackDown Live that I'll tune into every week.
Oh man, that's funny.
He's just it's just frustrating when you see the champion like that
you
in every match.
You got to give him the chance to get to that brand split and hope they do the right thing with him.
Yeah,
yeah. We'll see.
But the way the show ended, I know I said this to Dixon the other day, is that you could tell where they're going with the brand split. Rollins in the ring with Ambrose is going to be Raw, and then Club with Cena up on the ramp will be SmackDown.
That's fine.
And they're segueing into that.
Yeah, whatever.
So
they just, I'm going to tell you right now, the writing better be good, because I haven't watched a SmackDown in probably 10 years.
Yeah.
Honestly.
It's got to be completely, it's got to be fall under the WWE umbrella, but it's got to be its own entity. It has to be.
I think that they need to write it just like NXT, man. Completely different.
Well, you know, so far, the way they've alluded to it is that SmackDown's going to be the new era, and then Raw will be the established star. So now you're creating a tier system of NXT, SmackDown, and Raw, which I think could be good, but I think Vince is in for
the problem is though you don't have enough established stars that are decent or anybody wants to watch. That's the problem.
But this is where I think the dichotomy of WWE changes is when SmackDown starts to outperform Raw based on the fact that it's younger, new stars, and more in-ring action.
Yep.
And I think Vince is going to see that, and he's not going to like it, and somehow he's going to try and undermine it.
Right. That's because what he does.
Well, the storylines will be tighter because you only have 2 hours a week. So that'll help out a lot.
Will Bo Dallas's triple moose knuckle be tighter?
I don't know. He might be that with the moose knuckle that big. You might have to put that on the 3 hour Raw.
Bo Lee. Oh man!
But
you really say that kind of faggoty too.
I know that was the whole way he says it that way.
All you had to do is Bo Lee.
So
you definitely get a little bit more effeminate than he does.
I know. Anyway, let's get into the news.
Wait. What? I do have a question, though. As I was sitting there watching the opening segment with Reigns.
Yep.
And them trashing
he
Reigns.
Wasn't there.
No. But about Reigns and about Rollins and Stephanie coming out. Over the last couple weeks, we've talked about who the big fan base is for Reigns. Kids and women. Your son, Smoothie, is a huge Reigns fan.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not, you know, reading dirt sheets and listening to wrestling podcasts. So when he's watching that, how did you explain it to your son that...
I didn't. He didn't watch this week.
He didn't. So he has no idea that Reigns is suspended.
Just say, he's just out hurt, buddy. He'll be back in a month.
So that's what you're just going to say.
That's it, man.
Because I was wondering how parents are explaining that to him.
There's no reason. You don't have to say, well, he did. Oh, wait. No, did we watch that? No, we did. I said, he did some bad stuff, buddy. He'll be back. That's exactly what I said to him.
And he didn't ask what's the bad stuff?
Well, he did, and I just kind of ignored him.
See, if I had a kid, I'd be like, Roman Reigns is a cheater.
Yeah. I would.
He likes to do steroids. Don't cheer for him anymore. He and Barry Bonds are in a very special club together.
Listen, I like Barry Bonds.
You know what? I think I would have went the Dixon way.
Really?
And only reason why is because I think and my wife always gives me shit about this. I think I would have given my own personal feelings into the matter.
And that's
I
the
don't
problem.
Like Reigns.
You shouldn't.
But if my son loves Reigns and Reigns did that, I'd be like, see, shouldn't
that's,
like Reigns.
See, so
Kevin Owens,
wrong,
he's a good family guy. He just plays a bad guy. You should like Kevin Owens.
You really, like, I
don't know.
Truthfully.
I really don't know how I'd handle the situation. I would want to go your direction. You did what was right, but I feel like I would have been that dick of a dad in the moment to shoot down the kid's idol. I don't know if I would have, but I just was wondering what parents would say.
But think about it. When Hogan switched, did a part of you as a kid not just be like, oh, what just happened?
I was stoked.
Right, but because we were adults at that point, but part of your childhood...
See, because when I was a kid, like, I was that weird kid that always cheered for the bad guy, and I hated Hulk Hogan from a very early age.
Okay.
So when he switched, I was like, yo, Hogan's bad now?
Yeah, no, part of my... But I see what you're saying, Smooth, because I did it with Hogan when that video came out, and he said the N-word, all that.
Oh, that don't
I didn't.
About.
I didn't wear his shirt anymore.
You know, it's so funny that...
My little one was had a Hulk Hogan brother. Action figure, those big plastic guys from the 80s, and he would always... No, I just wouldn't bring it out as much anymore.
See, like, that. Those are the kind of things where, like, everybody was so shocked that he actually said those things. Like, why are you shocked? You know what I mean?
It wasn't so much that I was shocked, it was just that... I didn't want to root for what he was representing.
Nobody should have rooted
you
for him.
Smell what the Rock is cooking.
Since they did Hogan's Knows Best, that's when everybody should have stopped rooting for him.
Seriously.
So now, Jay, let me ask you a question. Now, with your sons, if one of them had said, "Hey, Dad, what's that in Bo Dallas's pants?" Would you have given him the triple moose knuckle explanation?
No.
Would you have just shut the TV off or done that mom thing where you put your hand over
the
kids?
Older one who is...
I don't know how old your kids are.
If it was the... I don't know what... I definitely would not have said the triple moose knuckle. That's why my
someday,
kids are
son,
not
you'll have that
to
too.
Podcast.
Oh, man.
No, I would That's not great. Have... I'd have been like, what? I don't really notice anything. I'll just be like, yeah, they're tight tights.
That's tighty
It's
tights.
Like when you're wearing underwear.
All right, man. Let's get to the news.
How many pages you got?
Only three.
No,
kind of a boring week.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot.
It's not a whole lot. And some of these, you know, this is all wrestling, so don't worry. I don't have to shut the mic off, but you guys will probably be bored with it.
I haven't shut the mic off in a while.
I know. Yeah, 1 week. Thanks. The Rock has made the Hollywood Reporter's 100 Most Powerful People in Entertainment list, coming in at number 54.
You really started out with that?
Holla. Number 54, man. Come on, think about that. In Hollywood, this includes behind the camera,
well,
in front
as he
of the
should,
camera.
He's had like 12 hit movies.
But think
in
about
the
that. For a wrestler
years?
To be number 54, it's pretty impressive. Say what you want about Rock's wrestling ability. As far as being powerful, he's there. Paul Heyman challenged Donald Trump.
It's almost like you took the jackhammer from him.
Jay's at half-mast right now.
Oh, my God.
I think I got a triple moose knuckle.
All right, go ahead.
All right, Paul Heyman challenged Donald Trump to a debate. Oh, who do you think would win in that debate?
Heyman.
Really? Why?
No doubt. Because he's more articulate, he's intelligent, and he gets paid to do this.
Yeah.
Yeah, and Trump would just say the
Trump
same thing over and
over again.
Trump just
says things to see what the reaction is going to be from people. That's all.
And Heyman's a dude that will let you put yourself in a corner verbally and then beat you to death.
Yeah.
Well, that's the thing is Heyman wouldn't be afraid. He wouldn't back down.
No.
He would just attack, and Trump's not used to that.
Yep.
If you guys noticed, the new authority figures will be referred to as chief operating officers for Raw and SmackDown when they draft and moving forward. Interesting, losing the whole GM term.
That gives them the opportunity to do a COO who can or can't be there, and then a GM or a rotating GM. It just makes for more character time on TV.
All right, well, here's the thing. I am a producer. I'm not a big fan of reality shows. Never have been, never will be,
if
I'm producing one. But I will have to tune into this.
The Bellas thing?
The Bella Twins. Oh, listen to this, though. The Bella Twins, John Cena and Daniel Bryan, move in under one roof in a new spinoff series premiering Wednesday, October 5th. It'll follow the odd couple relationships with these superstars as Brie does her best to nurse not only Nikki, but John and Daniel back to health, all while trying to retain their sanity. With Nikki's recent neck surgery, Brie's retirement at WrestleMania, Daniel's untimely retirement, and John's rising profile in Hollywood, the fans will get a behind-the-ropes exclusive look at these four.
Oh, this is so not for us.
Plus, you have John Laurinaitis dating the Bella's mom. All up in that mix. Come on, you know you're going to tune into one episode.
I'll watch. I watched the whole first season of Total Divas because I actually kind of liked it, but
I can't do it.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you know what, though? Here's the thing. Like,
I just want to see Cena and Bryan.
But that's the problem, is when they could have done that on Total Divas and told a story there between those guys actually talking, whether it be business or just normal dude talk, they never did. It was like they never were in the same space, but maybe once. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. We'll see what happens.
It pains me to say this, but Dixon was right again about one of my all-time favorites, Kurt Angle, who said that he was in talks with WWE, and Dixon said that he will not join WWE because he said he was in talks with Hunter and them. And it looks like that's the case.
Well, part of it, too, is they don't want the bad press from his brother's murder rap.
They don't want the bad press on that, and I feel like if they're going to bring him in, they want it to be a huge surprise, or they want to announce it themselves, not some dude going on a Pittsburgh radio show saying it. That being said, Kurt Angle came out in Sports Illustrated and said, I will not be returning during the draft. I never said it was during the draft, but I have talked to Hunter. It was private. I'll keep it between us, but if I did ever return, it would be sometime in 2017. So he still can't shut the door and just shut up. Yeah. Angle, just shut up, and so we can come back. Just come back. Kurt Angle. Shut up.
Yeah, I don't think anybody wants to really see him anyway.
What do you... dude, he would get one of the biggest pops.
Nope.
Absolutely.
Goldberg
would get one of the biggest.
Huge pop.
I'm not saying he would get the biggest. I said he'd get one of the biggest. I think Goldberg would get a big pop.
I just think he's a corn nut now, man.
Yeah, he's cheesy. He's corny. He's been exposed as a douchebag. Yeah. His brother's a murderer. He let Jeff Jarrett cuckold him. Like, at this point, what's he got going for him other than his Olympic medals, man?
Yeah, nothing. But I mean, Hogan was the same way, and the audience welcomed him
Kurt
back.
Kurt Angle is never near Hulk Hogan's stature.
No. I mean, ever. If you're talking...
Hogan changed the game.
Yeah.
Kurt Angle didn't do anything.
I think you got to put Angle's your mark more aside. Respected. I agree with you. I do have to put my bias to the side, but I think that he would get... A huge pop.
I think he's been
back.
Gone too long from the big time that the majority of the crowd that watches now isn't going to really know who he is.
Yeah.
WWE abandoned their trademark application for the Baylor Club on June 22nd.
Because AJ got over.
Exactly.
AJ's considered a top three superstar.
Well, it's funny
Vince
that you
McMahon.
Say that, because
well,
in my
be.
Next... news item. The plan for AJ Styles when he was brought into WWE was a mid-level guy, but after the crowd reaction at the Rumble and what he's getting at live shows, they view him as a top five guy in the company right now.
Well, as he should be.
Yeah.
I mean,
Raw being top five in the ring right
I
there.
I can't believe that they wouldn't have thought that wasn't going to happen. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's what happens when you underestimate somebody.
Yeah.
You know?
That's good that they did, though.
Well, and also... when you underestimate the audience, I think that they thought not a lot of
wouldn't
the crowd would have any idea who he is, and that proved
well,
wrong.
I think that they've underestimated the audience an awful lot. Even you know when they brought up the guys from NXT and the Enzo and Cass thing hit, and the place went freaking bananas. Even when they brought the Vaude Villains out and everybody booed. I mean, I don't think that they realize what they're doing on a level is getting over.
It is.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
And you can't teach that.
Well, you got to do the arm motion with it, too.
I'm not you. I'm not bouncy.
I really don't know the words to that. What? I don't know the words to that and all the hand motions.
You can't teach that?
No. Like, the whole thing. Like, from start to finish.
Have you ever watched
My
it?
Name is yeah. Enzo Amore.
Yeah, I don't know.
A certified G and a bona fide stud.
And you can't teach that?
And you can't teach that.
All right.
And this here, that's Big Cass. He's 7 feet tall. You can't teach that.
Nope.
Bada not boom. A lot to memorize, bro.
No, bada
boom. Realest guys in the room.
How
you doing?
That's it?
And then he does his dance.
And then he does his dance.
Each week it's a different.
Surprised Shane didn't trademark that dance.
Wow.
It's very Shane McMahon.
You can trademark a dance?
You should trademark that triple moose knuckle.
Moonwalk
son.
Michael Jackson. I don't want to trademark
All right,
a
next.
Moose knuckle.
What you got?
Paige Van Sant was on ESPN. Can I just say.
Didn't we talk about this already?
No. She was. We talked about how the E was interested in bringing some women to SummerSlam.
Yep.
But she was on ESPN talking about how she'd love to do something with them. And I would just say I would love Paige Van Zandt to show up on my television. She is absolutely gorgeous.
I tell you, bring her and Ronda in.
Dude, she is.
Let them do it.
whatever they want to do.
Fall out.
Yes. I like that. That's female wrestling. Dixon wouldn't fast forward through. It's worth noting that John Cena is only being advertised for Raw shows taking place after the draft.
No surprise.
The I top told you stars. That
3 weeks ago, dude.
Well, you're saying that Cena and the club are going to be on SmackDown. Well, we're saying that. Top stars advertised for SmackDown shows after are Ambrose, Reigns, Rollins, and Styles. But you know how they always cards mess around with us. And all
I think exactly. Right now they're swerving people.
Yeah, they're definitely putting some misinformation out now that the Mohegan Sun kind of broke that whole SmackDown thing.
I also think they don't have an idea. I think they might know where a couple of the top guys are going, but everybody else, I still think they're trying to figure that out.
Yeah. You got
to
hurry up. I got to pee.
There's talk that Bayley, Nia Jax, and Carmella will all be drafted on the main roster next month. You heard John Cena say on Monday night that it was his 14th year anniversary debuting in WWE, which is kind of weird considering the match with him and AJ Styles was 15 years in the making. Doesn't really make sense. Where was that other year?
OVW.
Oh, well,
he was the prototype.
So another mess up for them.
And UVW, right?
Yep.
Yeah. Or UWF. UWF.
The E has hired another new announcer, host for NXT, sports journalist, and radio personality, Charlie Hartnett. Woman, gorgeous, look her up. She will be on NXT.
Next.
She'll be nice.
No care.
Revolution Pro Wrestling announced, this is for Dixon, that on August 12th at York Hall, Will Ospreay will face Vader after their Twitter battle Ospreay's match with Ricochet.
Remember the last time Vader was on TV?
Like 19.
He's fatter than that now.
Yeah, he's like 62, 63.
Yep, don't care.
So do you think he puts Ospreay over? No. You know, so many people are going to watch this. This Twitter feud took over the wrestling world for a week.
It did?
About a day, maybe half a day.
Nah, dude, for a whole week. It was on ESPN. It was on SportsCenter. It was on all that, man.
Anyway, next.
According to PW Insider, Cody Rhodes and WWE reached out to Rhodes about signing a Legends deal. Yep, so they could continue selling merchandise.
Because they created a whole line of Stardust stuff that they ordered and made, and then he left.
Peace out.
Yeah. That's awesome.
Yeah.
Is anybody going to order Stardust stuff anymore now that he's Cody Rhodes?
I'll tell you right now, kids, the gloves, I guarantee it, because it's just a star. Doesn't mean anything.
Yeah, AJ's gloves are like the number one or two seller. The E has changed their minds and are now going to put the women's champion and the division on both Raw and SmackDown, it sounds like, when they split the brands.
Of no interest to me.
This is where it's at right here. Seth Rollins will be appearing in the new installment of Sharknado 4. He will be playing the character of Astro Tech Lopez, a play on his birth name, Colby Lopez. Are you excited for Sharknado?
No.
Four?
Not at all.
I'm sure both of you guys will watch. Jimmy Snuka, who, if you guys remember, was not mentally competent to stand trial. He's
going to the WrestleCon, I know.
Now he's going to the Wrestling Con in Orlando in 2017. So how can a dude...
Doesn't mean anything.
How can he... Well, you can just... He doesn't know where he is. He doesn't know what he's signing.
He's got a manager. Manager brings him.
Yeah.
He's got to sign his name. I had this concept
for 2CW like 8 years ago. We were going to hire Jimmy Snuka back when he was still kind of mobile. And we were going to like pretend he was a zombie and make him live at Josh's house. And then just have him here all the time. We were going to do like this zombie Jimmy Snuka thing where he was just going to hang out at ringside and be a zombie during ISIS effects matches. It's going to be great. But
so that's a cool storyline. It's all bullshit. It's all an act, man. He's competent.
He's not.
Then whoever his handlers are using him to take him down
it's
there.
It's his family.
Yeah, it's his family, it's his family needing to recoup all the legal fees.
Get paid.
And last but not least, and on a high note, just the way we began the news segment, The Rock appeared on UFC Unfiltered and talked about how he almost joined UFC.
I was
going to
be an MMA fighter.
You guys are UFC people. I want to get your input. He said that there was a time where he achieved everything in WWE that he wanted. His movie career was stalling, and he thought about going into UFC. He said, I felt like it was at least a two-year process for me to get even in the octagon, let alone the UFC. Wasn't quite sure what to do or what kind of people to put around me at the time, so the idea kind of fizzled out, and I continued to stay the path of movie making. Do you guys think that if he did go to UFC, that he would have been able to do anything there?
No.
All right. I say yes. course he can do anything he wants.
Never been in a real physical
hardest worker.
Yes. Been in a fist fight?
Yes.
How many hardest, times?
Dude, too many to count.
Fourth grade, bigger than, girl kicked my ass.
More than bigger than.
All right,
Moose Knuckle.
There you go, from Moose Bo. Knuckles. Wrapping up Peace. The B Show Wrestling Podcast. We're out.